Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to do a versus episode between the Polaris 280 and the Hayward Trivac 500. I'll go over some of the features of both, and I'll compare them to each other to see if you want to upgrade to maybe a different pressure side cleaner or to stick with your Polaris 280. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. I think the Polaris 280 is, of course, one of the first pressure cleaners. It's got one of the best designs. It's very easy to work with. As a pool professional, you can take it apart and fix it pretty easily. It's also very reliable. And it's their number one selling pressure cleaner. There's tons of Polaris 280s out there. Just about every pool that I take over with a pressure cleaner is a Polaris 280. On occasion, there'll be a Pentera Legend in there. But for most cases, it's going to be the Polaris 280. I've had some Polaris 180s back in the day. I think it's been about four or five years since I have had a 180 on my route, because I've replaced them with the 280 or with a different cleaner, the Polaris 3900 Sport. And most recently, I've been replacing pressure cleaners with the Hayward Trivac 500, which I think is an underrated pressure cleaner. The only problem I think that it has is the price point. So, you know, if I was in the board meeting or the boardroom with Hayward when they were designing this cleaner and they were going to introduce it on the market and they said they're going to compete with the Polaris 280, the first thing I would have said is, what's the price point of the cleaner? And when it first came out, it was like $650, maybe closer to $700. And the Polaris 280 has been steady under $500 all this time. So, you know, you can get one for about $450 or $500. So the first thing is the price point. The good thing now is that the Trivac 500 has dropped in price considerably. You can pick one up for about $600, so you're looking at $100 more than the Polaris 280, which isn't too bad. You're getting closer to the price point of the 280. They're still more expensive, mainly because it's a much newer cleaner with different parts on it than what the Polaris 80 uses, and that probably raises the cost of it. Now, there's a Trivac 700 out there, and this one does the bottom and the surface with a flip of the switch. This is like the unicorn of cleaners. I haven't seen one out there, and I haven't got one yet to play with and test. So to me, I'm going to focus on the Trivac 500, which is out there on the market. And if you're interested in the Trivac 700, you can find it at a local retailer. They can order it for you. But the price point of that one, I think, is around $900 or $800. So that's probably out of the question of replacing a 280 with the Trivac 700. And I'm going to focus on the 500 here. So I'll start with some of the features of the Trivac 500 that I really like. The one thing you're going to notice of this cleaner is that it has a wide cleaning path. So the cleaning path is extremely wide compared to the Polaris 280. It also has climbing ability that the Polaris 280 doesn't have. So it'll climb up to the waterline. In some cases, it may be an irritant because it'll shoot some water out of the front of the cleaner and maybe get your deck wet. Other than that, it does a great job of getting up to the waterline of most pools. You can adjust the tail down so it's not squirting water out very easily, which is really nice. And it has a very large debris bag on the back of the cleaner. It's kind of a unique style of debris bag. So all those are great features of the Trivac 500. It also has a built-in backup valve. Unlike the one that's on the line of the Polaris 280, the backup valve is built into the Trivac 500. And it reverses really well. They had some trouble with the first generation of these where it wasn't backing up quick enough or far enough. It would just go right back to the step area. But They've corrected that defect, so now the TriVac 500 backs out of the step area really well. It'll get moving. And I find that the speed of the cleaner is excellent. It's probably one of the fastest pressure cleaners next to the Racer, or maybe even faster than the Pentair Racer, as far as cleaning the whole bottom of the pool rapidly. It gets really good coverage of the pool. There's a lot of things I like about it. It works really well, and it's been out now for, I think, 3 years. So the reliability of it has really improved. Any bugs they had with the first generation have been worked out. And I would say, as far as reliability, the TriVac 500 is really well made. There's not really much that goes wrong with it. And the ones I have on my route were the original models, and I got a few parts here and there to modify them to bring them up to the standard of the current model out there on the market. And definitely, I think those features alone are great selling points. The only drawback, I think, would be the price point if you're comparing it straight to a Polaris 280 as far as that, the cost of it. It uses the same booster pump that your Polaris 280 would use, the same wall connector. You'd have to use their quick disconnect, but the threaded fitting is the same, so there's no worries about changing anything out. It'll work directly where the Polaris 280 is. So the Polaris 280, of course, a lot of customers will swap out one for the other when they wear out, which is, they don't wear out very often, which is probably another problem that these manufacturers have with the pressure cleaners, because you can just change parts without actually changing the cleaner. So the 280 is very familiar to people. It's very easy to work with, like I mentioned. It has a drive shaft and the parts, the bearings, everything's easy to change in them. To me, the Polaris 280 is very reliable. It's not going to break down on you. It's going to work really well cleaning the pool. And a lot of customers just like familiarity, and they like to swap out one cleaner for the same one. The TriVac 500 looks very different, so it's a harder sell. And the price point, I think, is one of the major things when you're in the market for a new pressure cleaner. That's why the Pentair Racer is having a lot of trouble getting traction, because the price point of that is pretty ridiculous. The Polaris 3900 Sport has a higher price point also. And I think the consumers and also the pool service providers, the pool guys, have a hard time upselling the higher pressure cleaners, because here's a question I get all the time when I'm trying to sell the customer a new cleaner is, their Polaris 280 is not working, or it's just near the end of its lifespan. And I tell them they need a new pressure cleaner, and they say, okay, you want to put the same one in? I said, I could put the same one in. It's not a problem. What's the price of it? I said, you know, it's $500 or whatever the price is at the current market. And then I said, but there's a better unit actually that's available, and it's, you know, $600, $650. And they say, well, how much better is it? I said, well, it's better. And then they say, well, you know, is it better by $100 better? And I said, well, I mean, it's just better. It's different. And they say, well, I'll just go with the same one I have. And that's typically the answer you get in most cases. And you can't argue with that, because you're getting a new cleaner put in, and it's going to help you out on your route. So, and that's the problem with the price point issue. And that's why if I was in the meeting with Hayward, I would tell them that's the key factor for us out there trying to sell a product, is that a lot of customers don't see the benefit of upgrading to a different cleaner. If their cleaner is working good and the pool looks good with their cleaner, but of course it's at the end of the lifespan, they need a new one, they'll go with the same one they had in there because it's been working well for them. And upgrading to a different cleaner type is not typically what customers will do. They're used to it. They know that it works really well. And to change the cleaner, they feel like it may not be as good and it's going to be more expensive. So those are factors that are crucial when you're trying to sell something to somebody. And even a customer that doesn't have pool service, they walk into a retail pool store and they ask the person at the counter which one's better. And the price point is always, I think, one of the factors with the cleaner, especially if they have a 280 already and they know that it works really well. Why change it if everything is working well with it? And so that's something that's a battle I think you're going to fight if you're trying to sell them a TriVac 500. And I think also it's a lot easier for the pool guy and also the person behind the counter just to make the sale. If the customer has a 280, they come in looking for a 280, it's just much easier to say, yeah, your cleaner is great. It works great in your pool. How do you like it? If they say they like it a lot, there's no problems with it, then it's just easy to hand them a new 280. versus trying to upsell them a different cleaner. However, you can. I really like the Polaris 3900 Sport. It's a great cleaner. It's just more expensive. And so I like the Hayward Tri-Vac 500. I think if you don't have a pressure cleaner and you're having a pool built, you definitely want to look at that one. If you're upgrading from a Polaris 280, you don't like the 280 for some reason, you think it's not cleaning the pool well enough, definitely look at the Tri-Vac 500. Of course, you can look at the Polaris 3900 Sport, which is the upgraded version of the Polaris cleaner, which is excellent also. But definitely, you know, the market for pressure cleaners is big. And I think if you're, you know, if you're in the market for something different, the Tri-Vac 500 would be definitely worth a try. And if you just like your Polaris 280, I don't see a problem with you getting another Polaris 280. It's going to work the same way as your old one did. It's going to clean your pool effectively. And it's the price point of it is still lower than the price point of the Tri-Vac 500. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And so if you're a homeowner in the market for a new pressure cleaner, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have the pressure cleaners highlighted there under automatic cleaners. So I have a review of the Tri-Vac 500 as well as the Polaris 280, the Polaris 3900 Sport. So I pretty much tested and I run these pressure cleaners on my pool route. So I'm familiar with all the different pressure cleaners out there. Again, you can learn more about that at swimmingpoollearning.com. If you do service for a living and you need more one-on-one help with your route, if you're starting out, if you've been doing this for a while, you can definitely check out my coaching program. There's a lot of great benefits there, as well as discounts. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me, as well as, again, the other great benefits of being in the group. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.